What about Canada? Page 31.
The capital city of Canada is Ottawa in the province of Ontario. Canada became a country in 1867, and Canada Day is celebrated every July 1st. Most Canadians live close to the U.S. border because it is too cold and dark in the north. The biggest cities in Canada are close to the USA for this reason. Canada has 10 provinces and 3 territories. Territories are governed differently than provinces. They also have smaller populations than provinces and are all in the far north. Although Canada is very big, it does not have a large population. There are about 33.5 million Canadians. Over 50% of Canadians live in Quebec and Ontario, so most people live in the east. These people mostly have European ancestors. Most people who live in Canada were born there. 20% of Canadians were born in another country, and Canada has many immigrants. This makes Canada a very interesting place for its culture and society.
Languages. Canada has 2 official languages. English and French are used by the government, businesses, and at schools. TV shows, newspapers, and other media are in English in most of Canada and French in Quebec. Quebec is 80% French-speaking, with 20% speaking English and other languages. The original Quebecers came from France more than 400 years ago because of Jacques Cartier. Cartier is the French sailor who arrived here in 1534 and claimed the land for France.
Nature. Canada's wilderness has huge mountain ranges, large and deep lakes, forests that go on forever, islands, waterfalls, and many beautiful wild animals, birds, and fish. You can watch whales swim in the St. Lawrence River and seals swim near the shores of the Pacific Ocean. In the woods, you may see raccoons, owls, beavers, or groundhogs. In some regions, there are bears, wolves, and even caribou. Once you leave a Canadian city and travel a few hours, you find yourself in the vast wild. The country is gigantic and considered the second largest country in the world after Russia. It is so huge that it would take a person more than 1 week to drive a car from the east coast to the west coast. The Atlantic Ocean is on one side, the Pacific on the other, and the southern border is with the USA. In the far north, Canada reaches up to the Arctic Ocean, the Beaufort Sea, and Greenland. This means that some Canadians have the midnight sun, the aurora borealis, and winter almost all year. Other people live in modern cities like Toronto, Vancouver, and Montreal, and have 4 seasons: summer, fall, winter, and spring. Some Aboriginal people of the north, such as the Inuit, live in igloos. And some people in Vancouver live right next to a sandy beach. There is even a rainforest in British Columbia with some of the biggest and oldest trees in the world. Also, apples, pears, and other fruits and vegetables can grow in the south, but in the north you will only see icebergs, Arctic tundra, and a few animals such as polar bears, wolves, and Arctic hares. So, Canada is hot, warm, and cold. It depends where you are and what season it is.
Aboriginals, the land's first people. Although the Aboriginal or native people only make up about 2% of the population, they have lived here longer than anyone. They are called First Nations people and not Indians anymore. This land was first lived on by Inuit, no longer called Eskimo, Cree, Mi'kmaq, Iroquois, Squamish, and many other groups. The largest group of Aboriginals in Canada is the Cree, with over 200,000 people. This First Nation has many smaller tribes within it. These people have relatives in the U.S., and often tribes live in both the U.S. and Canada, because they have lived here since before the U.S. and Canada were made into countries by European colonialists. In this way, the Aboriginals discovered the continent of America and not Christopher Columbus. While they have lived here for thousands of years, Canada is not even 200 years old. These people were treated badly by the Canadian government, and before that, the British and French monarchies. In 2008, the Prime Minister of Canada made an official apology. Thankfully, in 1993, Nunavut territory was created. This is very good because the Inuit govern this land themselves.
Culture. Canada is a multicultural country with people from Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. If you visit Toronto, Montreal, or Vancouver, you will see people from many cultures and ethnic backgrounds. People also speak many other languages at home, and you can eat food from all over the world in Canadian cities. All religions are practiced freely in Canada, and all cultures are accepted. It is against the law to be racist.